All right, we're talking with Dave Walker and Diane Abadi from Keep It Green. And Dave Walker is a geologist, and I wanted to ask you about the PFOS that's recently been found in the drinking water in Cairo. What do you know about that?
A little bit, but not a lot. Apparently, the training of firefighters include live training with foam. The stuff,
and there's an emergency firefighting training center right there next to the town wall.
That's right. And unsurprisingly, this stuff percolates into the groundwater from being spread all over the ground. And it is apparently infected, or I shouldn't say infected. It's not a biological. It's a chemical.
This is the same kind of firefighting foam that's been found in Newburgh that's been poisoning their water, right?
I believe there's a similarity, but I believe that some of the Newburgh problem wasn't PFOS, but it was other things that were coming out of the Stewart
Air Force Base,
the Air National Guard facility there. So I'm not expert on what's going on at either place, but my understanding is that the firefighting training using the live foam simply percolated into the ground and got into the water supply. If that's the case, the remediation of drilling a new well within a quarter of a mile of the original well doesn't seem to me to be a solution. It's just...
I'm not sure it's remediation. They're calling it a backup well. In case something mechanical goes wrong with the first well, they could just switch to the backup well. That's what they said at the last town meeting.
Okay. You are more informed about it than I. I was thinking they thought that might be a chemical
remedy. No, this well was already in the works before they found out about the PFOS, but they're marching forward with it now, and people are saying, why would you build a backup well from a water source that you know is poisoned by PFOS?
That's right. That doesn't make very much sense to me.
Right, and it is the dollars, like you said, a backup well is going to cost $300,000. They estimated off the top of their heads at the town meeting that it would cost at least $5 million to run a well from the Catskill Creek, which is about a mile away. The water is from the other creek in Catskill that goes in to the...
The Caterskill comes Caterskill Clove. That'd be a stretch for Cairo.
Right, and it would cost, they estimate just off the top of their heads, $5 million to for that mile of pipe to get it over there and do the same well. So those are and they didn't think they had too many other options. Does the town have other options, or what does the town do when it gets PFOS, and how dangerous is that? Or,
well, instead of well water, they might consider looking up in some of the hollows to have an impoundment and a reservoir up there. I'm not sure of the economics, how that would play out. It might not be any, it'd probably be more expensive than trying to tap into the groundwater around Catskill Creek. So if they're forward looking and can have a long enough bond on it, that's probably the way to go. You're not going to get much PFOS up in the hollows to the east of Cairo and to the west of Cairo up in Catskill. So.
And is there anything special about the geology of the land there that makes this better or worse? Do you know?
Worse than what?
I don't know.
I don't believe that the local geology plays a role in the liability here, the way it definitely played a role in the environmental madness of the ash dump proposal in Catskill. That was just the wrong geology to do that in.
Here, it's the geology isn't the issue. It's just the firefighting foam.
It's the foam, yeah. I mean, if we're looking at the sorts of things from that rock that you would worry about are arsenic and uranium, but I've never heard any suggestion that either of those were in play in the the Cairo water supply. It's apparently it's just this human-induced chemical, which is the problem.
That there's a little way to get it out of the dirt, right? Do you know anything about that?
Well, no, I don't know a lot of that, but usually the approach to that sort of thing is to just scoop it up and put it in a landfill somewhere. Getting it out is not really an option. It's getting rid of it, and can you contain it is more the question that's usually addressed.
All right. This has been Dave Walker, a local geologist, lives in Catskill, and from the Keep It Green group with Diane Abadi. Thank you guys for talking with us about this.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.